It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
MacGruber, making life-saving inventions out of household materials. MacGruber, getting in and out of ultra-sticky situations. MacGruber, the guy's a friggin' genius. MacGruber!
Come on. MacGruber, this door's welded shut.
That's not our only problem, MacGruber. From the looks of that detonator, this whole place is gonna blow in 20 seconds.
Well, I know one thing that's not gonna blow, and that's our cool. So just stay calm, because we will get out of here. We will. We will.
15 seconds, MacGruber!
Okay, we can do this, right?
Are you asking us or telling us?
I'm sorry. I just heard from a little birdie that somebody was talking smack behind my back the other day, and, you know, it was very hurtful what they were saying, so...
Can we talk about this later? This isn't really relevant right now.
Well, actually, it is. It was about my job performance, so I'd say it's very relevant right now.
10 seconds, MacGruber.
Okay, fine. Isaac, hand me that chalk.
Coming right up, MacGruber.
Vicky, that hairbrush.
You got it, MacGruber.
Okay, Isaac! Okay, look, I'm just going to lay all my cards on the table here. That little birdie was my friend Brad, and he said that the person talking behind my back was you.
5 seconds,
okay,
MacGruber.
Okay, forget it. I don't care what you think anyway. And I'm very good at my job. I think I'm not good at my job.
MacGruber!
And now, live from the WKFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
What the hell is that opening?
It's MacGruber.
I'm kidding. I had to because I'm me. MacGruber, is that some sort of sketch?
Yeah, from Saturday Night Live. It's
what, one from the bad years?
No, the good years.
It's a running gag, perhaps?
Yeah, it's sort of a goof on MacGyver.
You should turn your own microphone up a little bit.
Okay.
Beth Ann is sitting in for Rob Spiewak, who's away with his family,
right,
down in Disneyland.
Yay.
Or Disney World, and we're here, the whole gang. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. To my right is Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
Right over there is Miss McBridian, Beth Ann McBride.
Hello.
And hail, hail the gigs all year.
Yeah.
You were playing that, and Beth Ann made a really big deal about the fact that Rob normally gets a piece of tape,
right,
and puts it together for our opening on the show.
That's right.
And so Beth Ann kind of made a big deal about, I've changed the opening.
She made her
I think
own.
You're good. Now, I love the music. I love the music.
Thank
the music
you.
Was
yes,
fabulous. I really
done.
Enjoyed
I'm
that.
I'm sorry it wasn't anything from the 40s.
Now, wow. Don't cut a man's knees off just because he's not here.
You were being nice, and she went
I
on
was.
The offensive. I
really,
it.
Though, I was almost going to – I said to Buzz while you were playing that I really wanted to do like 20 minutes in the opening about how horrible the opening was and how bad it was because you just seem you seem a little different today. You seem a little twitchy. As a matter of fact, are you a little twitchy today? How are you?
I'm flying the plane.
That's right.
Yeah. And I don't have a license.
You said you hadn't run the board for a while. So.
4 years. Yeah.
Okay. You know, one of the things that's fun about this place is that everybody's got their little different niches.
That's right.
Everybody's got their little things they do.
Quirks, idiosyncrasies.
And, you know, mm-hmm. The first week that we were on the air, the first week where we all settled in here, Beth Ann had not come to town yet. And
right.
So, you know, a lot of things were, there were some loose ends that were left. And then now Rob Spiewak has left town, and Rob did a lot of things that Beth Ann doesn't do.
Right.
And, you know, she's very, very funny about it. It's cracking me up because
it's a lot of responsibility.
Your opening was perfect. It was absolutely flawless. The pre-show check of everything was fantastic.
It was fun.
You did a great job.
Yeah.
And I'm still just here to say that I feel horrible about myself right now, so I'm not going to dwell on anybody else's shortcomings on the show.
Okay.
Because I am guilty.
I am guilty.
I am so mad at myself right now.
I'm not going to let you beat yourself up.
All right. Well, I'll get to that in a second. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. Get on the line right now to get on the air. You can AOL instant message us at MikeOWJFK or send us an email at O'Mara@WJFK.com. And it's up and running, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
And I heard great things from the upper tiers of management here at CBS.
Really?
That MikeOMaraShow.com, a fabulous debut, a great opening with loads of people going there to check it out.
Nearly crashed yesterday. It was so many.
I had no idea. Nobody told me that. So that's great news that you're using the website. And right now, we still have room for people to call. I'm sorry, not call him, but go to the website
and
register.
Register for
you can go to MikeOMaraShow.com. nintendo.com. Register when you get there, and you will qualify to win $500 and a Nintendo Wii game system.
But only if you're one of the first 10,000 people.
First 10,000 people. Mm-hmm. Do we have numbers yet as far as how many visited us on MikeOMaraShow.com?
I did call the gentleman who's responsible for that part of the website, he's sick at home.
Oh, he's sick at home, so we don't even know.
Well, he was going to try to email me.
Will people, I've got news for you. Will people that, once it's all full, we're just going to, see, there's no way of knowing, is there?
Yeah.
Unless he, gets involved in it.
No, it's like going to a club or a bar.
I just feel bad for people that register and don't know that they're, too late to qualify for the $500.
The suspense is good for them.
No. Yeah, but how it's set up.
Okay, tough guy.
How it's set up is if you can register, then you are still one of the 10,000.
Let's go to Kurt in Northern California. Kurt, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Kurt?
I get it.
Hey, Mike, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Kurt. What can we do for you on this fine Tuesday?
Well, hey, I'm just calling in for two things. First of all, I want to let you know I signed up, so you have at least one.
Okay.
And the other thing is are we going to be playing any games now that Rob's gone? Because he is the rule queen, and I just want to make sure
I'll tell you one thing, Kurt. We mentioned this a couple of months ago, month and a half ago, when we signed on the show, that the show would be a work in progress. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I've been getting from the feedback is that people are clamoring for the games. They like the games. They want more games. Mm-hmm. We do, too. We're having fun. So, yes, the answer is yes. We're going to play a game today. We're going to play the game we said we were going to play yesterday when we played Buzzword. Mm-hmm. We're going to play the classic game.
The real one, in
tribute to the crappy new show that's getting great ratings on TV, Password. We are going to play Password. And I think tomorrow we're going to do the dogs. We're going to postpone. I mentioned yesterday at the end of the show that we were going to have the dogs, doggy idol.
Fido idol.
And incidentally, so we will be playing games, Kurt. Thank you for your call.
American Fido.
When did it turn into American Fido? Did I say that?
No, you said Fido idol.
No, but did I say that yesterday?
You said American Fido yesterday.
And American Fido.
Because it sounds like American Idol, and we all kind of just went along with the name.
And so when did you change it to Fido idol? When did you, put your Beth Ann hands on it?
Because it makes and immediately, more sense.
Why don't you call it Fido Idol 2008?
I actually want to call it Four-Legged Idol so we
you
can
need
incorporate
to turn your
other...
mic up more.
I want to call it Four-Legged Idol so that we can incorporate other animals.
And hyphens.
All right, here's this is the mind of McBrady. And here she she wants, I said, okay, like a cat is going to be able to sing.
Yeah, there are cats that can do things. Do you not go on the YouTube?
I go on the YouTube, but the cats,
they
dance.
Lots of
they
talent.
Dance and they twist they, around. They don't make sound.
Cats have talent, too.
Cats are not nearly, cats are not nearly as talented as dogs.
Oh, I disagree.
Oh, how can you possibly disagree? I know you're a cat lover and a cat owner, and I know your friend, John Norman in the next room has 700 cats.
It depends on how
diseasing his yard.
It depends on how you measure it. They're both very smart in their own way.
Yeah, and then there are people who have pigs for pets, George Clooney.
Okay, we will do it that way.
Four-legged idol.
That'll be tomorrow.
It's just easier, isn't it?
Four-legged idol on the show. Yeah, just go along with it. Otherwise, she'll drive you nuts. Matt from Spartanburg. Matt, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Greetings and good day to you, sir.
Greetings, Mike. Hey, congratulations on your website.
Thank you.
Up and running.
Yeah, I'm glad it's up. I like the look of it, too. I didn't mention that enough yesterday. You got everything on there, and it's
very
a
handsome.
Very, very good, efficient website. We're still tweaking it, but I think we'll try. Is he the only guy that can give us numbers as to how many? So the guy, and he's sick.
The Wizard of Oz.
Me he's going to email. He was, literally in the bathroom.
Was? Okay.
Yeah.
A little bit of that going around lately. Matt, you like? Yeah, go ahead.
Could your website use a comic strip?
Why, are you a cartoonist?
Yes, I am.
We'd have to audition.
You sound like a cartoonist.
Yes, well, aspiring, actually. I've been doing it for quite some time.
Would you be able to... All right, let me ask you this. Yeah. I think it's a fantastic idea. Would you be able to do a comic strip of the show, a running comic strip of the show?
I would love to. If you could throw me some ideas, I'd be very happy to draw them.
Excuse me, what did I just say? A comic strip of the show.
And then you listen to the
show.
You listen to the show and then you create scenes
for, we'd all be characters.
You could even draw us as radios if you wanted to, since you're a cartoonist.
You could listen to the show every day and, you want to do
Absolutely.
A comic strip. Could you do that?
Yeah, I could do that.
Glad we could
All
help.
Right, here's what I want. If you want to do this, if you really want to do this, how would you be able to send us a sample? Would you be able to send a sample via email to us?
Seal the cup, please.
All right, here's what I want you to do. Create a comic strip. with me, Buzz, Rob, Beth Ann, Joe Artinger, whoever you want to put in it.
Mm-hmm.
You can put villains in there, like Michael Hughes could be a villain. Yeah. CK, the program director, could be a villain. And, you know, we could each be superheroes.
All right, superheroes.
And we have to have a certain talent, like superheroes.
Yeah, you could give us super, you know, superhero. Don't make it too elaborate. I'd like to see how accurate you can make it.
Let's turn him loose and see what he can think of.
But here's the deal. I think before you get started and before we put this on the website, just send us a comic book rendering of what each of us would look like.
We need to see your work.
Can you do that? Can you do that for us, Matt?
I will certainly throw something together and see what you like.
Very good.
Good luck.
And that's MikeOMaraShow.com. Go to O'Mara at WJFK.com, and he can send this along to us.
By the way, it's WJFKFM.com, isn't it? Or isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, O'Mara at WJFKFM.com.
We've had some people ask about that, so the FM is important.
Let's go to Frank in Kansas. Frank, how are you?
How's it going? I just want to say hi from the home of Buzz Burbank.
Ah, yes.
Wichita.
I saw you and Don way back in the day when you were in Wichita, Kansas, at a place called Heroes, when you still had Sherry Liquor.
Let me tell you about that day. Would you like to know a little story about that day?
You remember?
That was the worst. Yeah, I remember for one particular reason.
What's that?
We flew. Was that the hot one where we did the real hot show?
It was 100 degrees.
Yeah, it was hot, and they had the garage door open at the bar.
Oh, that bar. Right. Yeah, I remember that.
Let me tell you this, Frank. We flew across the country, and I'm a nervous flyer, and I looked at the itinerary, and I saw that we were going to be flying through Dallas and then connecting on a small commuter plane and flying directly into Wichita.
You didn't like the sound of that.
I hated that.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
so I began, I think we left that night, if I'm not mistaken, we flew that night.
Yes, it was nighttime.
And I believe that I began lubricating probably 2 hours prior to our departure from Washington, D.C.
And then is that the one where we had the big layover in Dallas as
That's
well?
Where we had a layover in Dallas.
Time
and
to
I,
think about it.
I went into the fila position at the top of the escalator at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport.
Mm-hmm.
Now, well, yes, go ahead.
I still have pictures from back then. It was a fun day. Buzz and his dad getting lap dances.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, it was, actually.
Your father?
That's where we met Gladys Kravitz.
Is that wife number one?
Buzz
during
senior.
Yours? No, I don't think so.
Is that wife number one?
I don't know. I wasn't.
Could have been wife number one.
15 years ago now.
You guys traveled with your spouses?
It's really
no,
15
it
years
it
ago.
It hasn't been that long. 10, maybe.
10? And
yeah.
Wife number two.
Yeah.
So anyway, I got there, and my beverage of choice flying across the country was similar to what we were enjoying here on Friday.
Vodka?
Tonic.
Okay.
And vodka. And air travel and flying across the country. We got to, I really was not feeling myself. We got to this broadcast site, and it was, am I conservative when I say 108 degrees, maybe?
Let's just say 100. That's plenty. It was 100, at least.
Buzz,
it was over 100.
See,
Buzz,
when you're telling
big.
A story, Buzz, you like to say,
I think
Buzz, I think you should say it was 200 degrees.
I think it was 109.
Why don't we just say it was in the mid-80s? Really, I think that's exactly
like
what we
chamber.
Should say. I think
the
that's exactly what we should
I'm here to de-exaggerate.
See, where is it? Okay, it's right there.
You know, it wouldn't kill you to contribute to the conversation.
Well, I just did.
Buzz, I remember. Remember, the whole thing was that it was plus 100,
yeah,
like 104.
Right. Yeah, let's,
and
I'm sure.
In order to take care of us, they had a tent set up because we were going to do an outdoor broadcast, and they had everybody out in the hot sun. I don't know how people could do it. I don't know how people were out there, but they had us underneath the tent to keep
block
it
the
cool.
Sun, sure.
Well, what the tent served to do
was trap.
It was amazing.
Trap the heat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was beyond sauna. And I remember walking out on that stage and having, I guess we had 3,000-4,000 people out there, and they're all going, hey, hey, hey.
Hey, 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 hey.
I think 5,000 people.
And I was, okay, you know, you're probably right.
Probably more
than that.
Yeah.
And we walked out on the stage, and I said, the lights are going to go out.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a first.
You passed out?
I felt like I was going to go, and I remember, if anybody took a shot or has pictures of that broadcast, if anybody has a shot of that broadcast, I was surrounded. You know how I have these 4 or 5 Aquafina bottles?
Mm-hmm.
I had 30. I was drinking them like nonstop.
Hydrating.
Just that's all I was trying to do was hydrate. But we appreciate everybody in Wichita.
Well, did you pass out?
No,
Mike,
I didn't pass out.
One more thing, Mike.
Yes.
I just wanted to tell you, I love the new show.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it was not your – I think you did 2 broadcasts in Wichita.
We did.
Okay.
We did.
And I was at the first one.
The cold one.
at the downtown.
Yeah, the first one was like at a bar. I don't remember that one that well.
Yeah, I was at the first one when you were still with Sherry Liquor and Don.
So back down when we were at the River.
Exactly. And, yeah. and I just want to tell you, I love the new show.
Thank you.
And thank the fact that Buzz is from Wichita. And I just wanted to ask a question about Beth Ann McBride's apartment, because she was saying she lived in a one-bedroom that was
She's right here. Speak directly to her.
Ask her yourself.
She's right here.
His name is Frank.
Right, you live in a 737-square-feet apartment?
Yeah, it's small.
And what does that cost you up there?
What is it?
It's awfully personal, don't you think, Frank?
No, I'm just comparing.
Well, I have it here, and she's bashful. It costs her $14,000 per month.
Yeah, right, Mike. All right.
God, you are so Wichita. Frank, I don't think hang up and listen. If she wants to answer, she will answer that question.
$14,000 a month.
$14,000.
Yes.
Are you in a condo or an apartment?
No, I'm in an apartment.
Are you ever going to put down any kind of roots, ever? Are you ever going to be really, feel like you're going to dig in somewhere?
Someday.
Well, I was reading on the website because I got into it. Looking at the website, they did such a nice job. Mm-hmm. I was reading everybody's bio.
Did you read mine?
Yeah. You were born where? Where were you born?
Philadelphia.
Yes. Yeah, that surprised me. Yeah. I didn't think you were. And then you moved down to
North Carolina.
Winston-Salem, right?
With my family because they moved.
All right.
Generally, when you're in fourth grade, you go with the family.
Just
isn't it?
Fascinating. Yeah. Let's go to Mike in Pant Round Ankles.
Mike.
What is that one? Is that close to any town right there? Pant what town are you actually from, Mike?
In Pants Around Ankles Town? Annapolis.
Annapolis.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, Joe, just something resembling the city.
Something
as
recognizable.
You completely go out of control.
Joe made that.
I realize we've put a little extra duty on you today, but please, Mike, what can we do for you?
Hey, I wanted to find out if you or maybe Beth Ann might divulge where I might be able to find some pictures of the lovely Miss Beth Ann's breasts online.
Do you have any just breast pictures, Beth Ann?
No, I don't. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
How about full body shots?
any full body shots like with a bikini or anything like that? And incidentally, have you noticed them today? I have to say this.
It's hard not to.
Really, today the twins are coming out to play.
She's wearing white.
Today is the first day since you've had them. Look at her. She's delighted. She couldn't be more thrilled.
She's throwing her shoulders
she's
back.
She's delighted. Today, today they have come out and played for all to see. Would you be willing
Mike.
Would you be willing to have a photo taken today?
No,
because
please.
Today they are there. You're
I'll
not wearing your usual.
Please.
You're not doing your usual cover-up dance.
We could have used that shade in Wichita.
They really are. Your breasts are large today. They're
That's
large
what
and
I
in
paid
charge.
For. Well,
now
you.
Because it's the warmest day we've had in quite some time here in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be continuing to dress down as it were as the temperature goes up as the mercury rises?
I'll always dress appropriately for the
Here's a fair
Very
question.
Good.
Why always the high neckline? I'm just curious. It's always the high neckline.
Yeah,
you.
Especially now since you've got these.
You paid good cash money for these, and that's all the farther it goes is the neckline.
Think of some of the great stars, your Beyoncés, say your
I'm
great
not on
cleavage.
Stage. I'm
you
on
know,
the radio.
Even Tatum O'Neal, God rest her soul, who was busted in New York. They
so
keep showing that shot of her at an award ceremony where she's wearing the bright red pantsuit.
She looks pretty, doesn't she?
Oh, she's got. You could wear an outfit like that. You could wear an outfit like that because.
Shell.
It's got that jacket where, and this is
it
a great look.
Real
this,
low.
It's a perfect look for women.
Mm-hmm. I got to tape them.
And I'm 5% gay, so I know
what
clothes look good on women.
True.
It's this plunging neckline.
Okay.
And it's like a,
it's
I want to say.
It's like a V-neck. It's just like a plunging V-neck.
Who's the guy that makes the men's suits?
Come on, 5% gay.
Not Givenchy.
Armani.
Armani. It's like an Armani suit and a double-breasted number, but women wear it.
Oh, I love that.
And then they've got like a little necklace.
I love that.
Oh, is that smoking?
That is the best.
That is so incredibly hot.
Now, is there a reason? I mean, because is it like a policy with you?
No, have you noticed I have a lot of shirts that look exactly the same.
Oh, incidentally, I understand that Kara was eviscerated on the Big O and Duke show today.
Really?
I understand.
What'd she do?
I don't know. I didn't hear it because I was running around today, as I told them on their show.
Uh-huh.
And I don't care what the subject was. Kara, if they were picking on you, I just want you to know you've always got a home here.
You can come here. You're safe.
You've always got a home to cry your eyes out here.
Daddy's here for you, Kara.
Daddy's here to help. Thank
That's
you.
Right.
You're absolutely right. Just somehow the subject of cleavage got me all ramped up there for a second.
I wonder what made you think of that.
Let's go to Corey. I think it's Corey. Another Kansas call, Buzz. Wow.
Wow, indeed.
Hello, Corey in Kansas. What can we do for you?
How's it going? First of all, I'd just like to say hey to all you guys, and I've been listening to you for a long time. My stepdad turned me on to you guys whenever I was like 15 or something like that.
Thank you, Corey. Appreciate that. And, thanks for listening.
Cool, thanks.
I'd just like to say hi to everybody, and I'm actually not from Wichita. I'm about 30 miles east of Wichita. I just wanted to say you guys have an amazing show, and I hope to see Don on sometime soon if you can get him on.
Well, Don's, you know, retired, and we're not sure, you know, when he's what his plans are.
We're giving him some time to chill. He's giving us some time to make a new show.
Yeah, and there are all sorts of, you know, things that I can't talk about as far as legalese and all that good stuff. So
contract
we'll
stuff.
Pass along the best, though, Corey. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks, y'all. Have
Thank you. That's such a typical Wichita call. There we go.
They really like the show.
We've gotten like 108 really, of those,
you know,
calls.
And they tell us that they tend to tell us exactly where they're calling from. I mean, down to the street address almost.
Just listening to how loud the replays are here.
Are they too loud?
I don't think so.
About right.
You like
the new level?
Well, they might be right, you know. Maybe the other guy, you know. He's down in Disney. You know,
let's
maybe
not talk about that.
You didn't turn it down, did you? You didn't adjust.
No.
All right. I'm just trying all my little things here.
This is the beehive theory. We should have just let the beehive sit there and hope the bees don't come out of the hive. Two ways.
But haven't you smashed the bees, two ways. Hive, and let them spread?
Excuse me for a minute, Richard.
Hold on, Richard. I haven't finished what I'm going to say. All right, day number three of ass kicking. I wanted to talk about that.
Your workout regimen.
Yes. First of all, Pete Galelli. Excuse me. That was disgusting.
But you do feel better. Tell me you feel better, because you didn't feel so good just before airtime.
What is that song you're playing?
Darn!
What is she doing?
She accidentally pulled the trigger on something.
She has the worst attention deficit disorder.
No, say it again. Say it again.
Pete Galelli.
Yes.
You're playing a homosexual workout song.
No, it's not.
You're playing an outdated workout song.
Maybe. Like, this show doesn't play
this
outdated
is
songs.
Is this Olivia Newton-John physical?
Uh-huh.
All right. So Pete Galelli
is
my trainer. He comes over today. This was workout number three.
Three?
Two times last week. I work out two days a week with this guy, and then he tells me what to do when he's not there. It's primarily aerobic stuff I do. And Pete, if you are listening to the show, I don't know whether you are or you're not.
He's
very busy. He's a busy man.
I know.
He was busy today.
He's playing hard to get.
We booked him for Friday's show. He's going to come on and give an assessment of my physical fitness. And the good thing about having him on Friday, that'll be post-workout. So he'll have me.
Wow.
He'll have his way with me.
As
in
he
the
always
morning.
Does.
Are you going to tell him on Friday you're drinking?
Well, no, I've already told him that.
Okay.
But today he moved it into another area, and he laid out the whole fitness plan for me as far as what I'm going to eat, the nutritional
nutrition
plan.
Yeah,
which,
very important.
Doritos blue cheese.
Excuse me. He laid it out for me today.
Okay, I'm just asking.
He laid it out for me today, not yesterday.
Maybe on it.
I have a problem at the radio station, which I've already told him. Now, today, Carla, I think, made me like a little a bag to bring in with me that I forgot. And then I walk in, and I walk into the effing midday show, and they've got 700. And did you go back there and
I
check?
I still haven't seen the M&Ms.
Just do it for humor me for a second. Run in there for a second, and bring back what one of. No, don't bring one back because I'll eat them.
I think
like 70 bags of M&Ms, and don't eat the yellow ones.
Yeah, they were on the floor. They were all on the floor.
So I have to, Pete. If you are listening, I'm going to tell you I had a. This is almost like Tatum O'Neal. Did you see that? See now, right. Buzz can enjoy them.
That's a big bag.
That's a huge bag of M&M's.
Bag
I didn't
of
know
M&Ms.
They came in a 10-pound bag.
They do.
Oh, is it a 10-pound bag?
Well, I don't know. Let me read it. It just feels like, no, it's 45 ounces, whatever that is. Somebody do the math.
All right. This is incredible. And they've got these all over the studio. And you know what I do, Beth Ann? I mean, when I'm coming in, like between the breaks and stuff, I forage. I forage like a wild animal.
You're ready to hibernate.
My
literally.
Wonderful Subway lunch is not enough. Now, the difference is I've been eating three squares a day, and then I will grab stuff bad for me,
whether
it's at the radio station. So Pete's thing, like many trainers, standard stuff we're talking about here, five meals a day.
Right.
You have a meal in the morning, then you do your little workout, then you have a little something after your little workout, and then after that you have your sensible lunch, which I do. Usually I'll tell you exactly what I eat, and incidentally I deserve crap from our listening audience. Okay, I rarely invite this, but I invite this right now. If you want to give me some grief,
you need
about
the scorn.
I need the scorn right now, okay, because the fact is I really blew it today. I worked my ass off this morning, and I ate beautifully all week, and I've lost weight. I lost weight last week.
You ate beautifully all week.
I did. I had moments where that didn't affect my overall performance, okay? Pete, my mentor, my guru, my fitness guy, says it's like an advancing army. When you're an advancing army as far as weight loss and you're getting in better shape, you want to advance to a certain point, but then you don't want to give up ground. You want to keep advancing.
Right.
You just want to hold.
At least,
I was able to successfully hold over the weekend, even though I had a few moments.
And you've lost 6 pounds so far.
Well, five pounds.
Okay, but still, that's very significant.
I haven't weighed
weeks.
Myself this week, so I don't know where I am right now.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. I come in today, and there are... How many bags were back there? Like
it was like a half a dozen of these. What feel like half seriously 5 pound bags?
5 pound bags of M&Ms. They're all over the place. And of course, I reach towards the yellow ones because there was a bowl. No. And apparently, Chad dumped those on the floor. So John Norman says, "Don't do that.
Right.
Don't touch any of them." But I really feel like I blew it because I took a handful.
That's
then
one,
I took another handful.
Two.
Then I think I took maybe two more handfuls.
Oh, see, that's,
and was
that's
it
too
worth
many.
It?
That's like a big – I took probably about as many as one of those movie-size movie theater bags of M&Ms. No, I feel like crap already. I feel like everything I did this morning was ridiculous,
well,
and I feel as though I'm completely and totally out of control. I can't stand it.
Did you tell your trainer about Famous Dave's, going to Famous Dave's over the weekend?
Didn't mention that.
Probably not.
Didn't choose to mention that.
Okay.
In fact, I probably haven't weighed myself since then, so I've got to
That plus the M&Ms.
The number where I said the 5 pound loss was based on Saturday morning.
Okay,
so I'm not sure.
That was
sure.
after your first two workouts.
I'll weigh myself. I'll weigh myself tomorrow morning.
Man, if you can get anywhere near that pace of losing
Aren't
5 pounds
weigh,
a week, is a lot.
Like the same day at the same
probably
time.
Probably supposed to weigh every day. Greg from Sacramento, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Greg. Greg. Hello, Greg. Are you there?
Greg is sleeping.
Greg, hold on. Maybe I got to do this. Greg, are you there?
Apparently
I think
not.
Something's wrong with the phones.
Oh, nice.
Now I don't have any information. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
This is George from Sacramento.
This is who from Sacramento Marbles?
George.
George. George. Okay, George. Okay. George, A-E-I-O-U.
Sorry, Mike.
All right, what can we do for you?
I have a question and a comment. Mm-hmm. Question.
What's your question? Incidentally, question spelled Q-U-E-S-H-O-N. Question. What is your question? I'm a little tense because of the chocolate. I'm sorry.
My question is, have you thought of a supplement for appetite suppressants? I know you're an older man, so I don't know how it would work. I'm a younger guy. I take out supplements for appetite suppressants.
Well, here's the deal. What this guy tells me that if I eat the right way and I put the right stuff in my body,
That's
I'm not
right.
going to necessarily need that. And I don't understand. This is what pisses me off. I came downstairs right after we had our little meeting up in the office, and I just went out of my mind.
And you
I saw the chocolate, and I just I shouldn't be hungry. I just ate lunch.
Working out
this
kicks
is psycho-
up
but
your
this
appetite.
Is psychological, I think.
Yeah, I get that, too. I understand
really
exactly
mad at
what
myself.
You're talking
about.
You know,
it's a habit. You see food, you eat it.
It's just, well, that's the old, you know, the old cliche.
True.
See food, eat it. I'm on a seafood diet.
If you could have stopped
well,
it.
No, you-
I'm on a seafood diet. Yes, sir. Put the gun in my mouth. Yeah, seafood diet. Yeah, kaboom, kaboom. Where's my...
Where's the gunfire?
My gunshot.
That's better.
Things just a little off today.
I don't know why.
Just a little off. Let's go to Mike. Mike in Fairfax. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Mike, I call not to attack you, but to assist you.
Ah.
Okay.
Somehow that doesn't comfort me, Michael.
You've already pissed him off.
It sounds like you have a sugar issue.
I might have a sugar issue. I think you're absolutely right.
But it could have happened with potato chips, right?
I am
Couldn't
also
yes,
probably.
Mm-hmm.
I am also a man of large carriage.
You sound like you are. How big are you?
6'3", about 240.
Okay, but you're not as big as I am.
But I'm much smaller than I was.
Okay.
And one of the real little helpful things, which I give to you, you go down to you can buy these in Safeway, the Werther's sugar-free hard caramels. Sugar-free.
They'll eat the whole bag.
What are they again?
They're sugar-free. They're the hard caramels. The guys that make them are Werther's, W-E-R-T-H-E-R.
Yeah. Okay, I know what you're
and
talking about.
You can put a couple of these in your pocket, and if you walked in and saw the enormous bags of M&Ms calling your name, you pop one of these in your mouth, and it'll get rid of the sugar rush for long enough to make it.
All right,
they
thank
do butterscotch
you
as well.
That guy was creeping me out for some reason. I don't know why.
He did sound large.
Yeah,
I've
he
never
sounded
heard
large,
it,
but he
so,
also sounded like, you know,
man.
After that, he goes, you know, he's got like he's got little bowls of Werther's all over
Werther's,
his living room, and then he goes
in his
down,
pocket.
Goes down into the basement. You know, it's like, please don't hurt me anymore. Don't burn me with the cigarettes anymore. I'm eating my Werther's.
Sugar-free.
Let's go to Chad. Another call from Wichita. Hi, Chad. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is caller 109 from Wichita. I'm on the 4500 block of East Kellogg.
That's pretty funny.
Chad, you know, says playback too loud for music.
Yeah, you got with the last couple clips that Beth Ann played back. No offense, Beth Ann.
That's okay. I'm learning.
They were they covered up the dialogue in the background, and there was a little bit of a hiss. So,
you mean like when she played Physical, the music?
Physical, as much as I enjoyed it.
Now, hold on. You're saying that hold on, Chad. You're saying when she played Olivia Newton-John that the music was too loud and you couldn't hear us talking?
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you, Chad.
Okay. Sorry.
Why does that not sound like that on our headphones?
I don't know.
It's always different in the broadcast mix. There's this compression. There's equipment.
Yeah. Okay. No, we just have a major. Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess we won't have to worry about it. That's a problem.
I'll check on
we'll
it
have
after
to adjust
we get to
for
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's the sugar rush, guys. Really.
Keep the M&Ms away.
Or the crash.
John, Fairfax, Virginia, how are you? What can I do for you?
Thanks
good.
For calling.
Yeah, I was calling about you saying you saw like the M&Ms. You wanted to eat them.
Yes.
Yeah, you should just keep some like bars or like sandwiches and stuff in your bag. That way, when you see something like that, you get hungry.
My bag? What? My colostomy bag? What bag? What bag are we talking about here? What, a bag? A satchel? Should I carry around a satchel?
See, Carla sent him with the bag today.
You do a little fanny pack or something.
You know, I did get that really cool briefcase from the guy at the motorcycle store.
Yeah.
Is it Crazy Jane's?
Crazy Jane's.
Yeah, another plug for them.
I'll bring that in. I've actually stopped using that, and I'll put like protein bars in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then when you see
a brilliant idea.
And Werther's.
I fancied you a slacker. Look at the help you've given me. Thank you for the call, John.
How many bars are you going to put in there?
I don't know, because I'm supposed to eat about between five and six. We're going to have Pete on Friday. Mm-hmm. Pete's going to go through everything, and I'm easing into this whole, you know, regular new nutrition thing.
I love nutrition. Yeah.
But you know, here's what I don't want to do.
What?
I don't want to say this stuff to our audience that Pete's been saying to me.
Why?
But it's pretty powerful and exciting.
You don't want to share.
Well, first of all, you're familiar with the show The Biggest Loser, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to take a big before picture because, you know, anybody that came to a Hogfest.
Everybody say it. I am fat.
It's not exactly a secret. Everybody knows this. I know I'm a big person. But when I lose weight, like the first 20, 30 pounds or so, you really can't tell because mm-hmm. I carry it from my tip of my head to the tip of my toe.
Your large
friend. And, you know, I've been talking about fat and weight since I went on with this show.
You're tall.
But he's saying it's going to be dramatic if I stay with it. If I pay attention to what I'm doing and I follow his advice, and I'm a little pumped up.
I believe him.
I hope so. Fred in Virginia, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, Fred?
I'm good. It's fried.
Oh, it is fried. Okay. Fried. Well, I thought that Joe had a typo there. Fried, how are you?
I'm good, my friend. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Did you enjoy Rolling Thunder?
I did. Did you?
I had a fantastic time. That really was the best. I really, mm-hmm. there is nothing like getting together with all your fellow bikers, man.
Great day.
It was a good time.
Yeah, but what did I tell you up there, remember?
Refresh my memory, Fried.
I said it's hard being good-looking, right?
It's hard being good-looking.
You remember that?
That's right. It, man.
Yeah, it's difficult. It's a curse, isn't it, Fried?
It is, but we have to live with it.
Hey, so, Fried, you know. Can I ask you a question? Fried, are you the Arlington guy?
Yes.
Fried, you're the guy. What else did you say? You're one of the guys that you know, gave me a little assistance on the parade route, right?
Yeah, we helped you.
Hey, Fried, you know, I can't thank you guys enough for that. I mean, that was so much fun that day. It really, Carl and I really do appreciate what you guys did. And, you know, it's a crazy time for all of you guys. How much law enforcement, seriously, is in the district on that weekend? I've never seen that many motormen. I mean, that's what they're called, motormen. Right, I've never seen that many guys. I mean, from all different jurisdictions. Do you guys, like, get together and have, like, a bonfire afterwards?
No, it's just everybody that's coming in from all the different areas. They get escorted in, so we all meet up, and then at high noon, we lead it and bring everybody in.
All right, well, that's great. Well, now, Joe Artinger is just you'll like this, Fried. Joe Artinger is just a recommended crystal meth for my weight control.
I hear it works.
Yes, sir. That's Joe Artinger, Fried, when you're looking somebody up on the internet to find out if he's a convicted felon, okay?
That will work.
All right, Fried, thanks for calling, and
sure
we appreciate it.
Take care.
There he goes. That's an Arlington County motorman there that gave me my my escort. And funny, funny guy.
Very nice.
Very, very cool
guy. Those are great guys.
Let's go to Irvin. I'm sorry. Let's make that Ace in Sacramento. Always like a guy named Ace. How are you, Ace?
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
How you doing, man?
A couple of things about the eating. The salt stuff, you're just kind of screwed on that. You got to limit it. But the sugar, the salt, or the sugar part with your M&Ms, what I did to lose my weight was I just had one or two M&Ms, and now bear with me, and I sucked on them. And what it does is you're not shoveling them all in your mouth, because what you're looking for is that taste.
Right, the chocolate.
I know sounds funky, but trust me, if you just take a couple M&Ms, pop.
Hey, yeah, here's another. Ace, I got a great idea, too. What we can do is, and hang up and listen, because we got to take another call here. All right, so he said suck on the two M&Ms. Okay, I've got an idea. Maybe we can dip a piece of pizza also in ginger ale and then squeeze out the liquid, and you can just get a couple of drops on your tongue.
Right, yeah.
Hey. Sucking on two M&Ms!
I know you're not going to do that.
You homo! God! Come on, give me realistic solutions here. A little protein bar, that'll work. Uh-huh. Two M&Ms.
In your purse.
Two M&Ms. Ludicrous.
Right, don't even eat them.
It's ridiculous. Yes. What's the point? No, stay away from the M&Ms. Yes. Don't go near them if
you're
going to
be sucking
on them.
If that's better for you, then that's what you should do.
Are you telling me that
for some people, it works for him.
You think that Ace probably has a point?
He says it works for him. It may not work for you. Everybody is different.
Could you ever take two M&Ms and just suck on them?
I could.
Yeah.
What? Now, what was that for from the peanut gallery over there?
Because
you could, too?
I wouldn't take any of them because I couldn't stop. And I know I wouldn't be able to stop, so I would just go, whoa,
am I being extra agitated today?
Yes.
Excuse me.
Hard to tell.
Terribly sorry.
Good sign that you're burped,
I think you're both full of crap.
We love
both
you, Mike.
Let's go to Bob in San Francisco. Hello, Bob. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Suck on M&Ms. I bet they do a lot of that out in Frisco, though, don't they, Bob? Huh?
Two of them.
I'm not from that part of the city. But,
very good.
Hey, Mike, listen, you're like me. You're more of a savory guy. Is it more like salty?
I like salty, but I do have an issue with sugar as well.
That's really
one. Okay. The one of the things with sugar, I know it's hard during the day when you're at work. If you get a craving for something sweet, brush your teeth. Knocks the craving out in a heartbeat. So
okay, you know what, Bob? I'm taking that one.
That's
brush
pretty good
the teeth
one.
Sounds good. You get that minty crap in your mouth, you don't feel like eating anything.
You don't want candy after that.
You That's feel not, clean, kind but, of like you just showered.
But Buzz and Beth Ann seem to think that sucking on one M&M might just last me the whole
clearly
long
not for
day.
You. Clearly not
oh,
for
no,
you.
Oh, no, not for me. Not for Orca.
Everybody's different.
Not for fat
no,
ass.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
Clearly for you, Mike, that wouldn't work.
Somebody's sensitive.
Man of your obesity. Let's go to Chris in Silver Spring.
That's what I meant.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hey, Mike. I just want to ask about the happy hour Fridays. What's your training say about alcohol you drink?
Okay,
on
it came up. Chris, he sat down at the table with Carla and myself today, and we went through exactly what the nutrition situation is going to be. And he knows me. He listens to the show. That's how he got involved with the whole training thing,
cool,
is he was
right,
a listener.
Right.
The alcohol came up. I told him that I had no choice regarding Friday, that was a sanctioned event from the boss, that I am responsible for doing that show every Friday.
Has to be done.
And it has to be done. He said, as opposed to, and this kind of hurt, based on what Oscar Santana brought me on Friday, he said, really not the hard stuff. Yeah. I'm going to have to go with
beer.
The beer.
Yeah.
Really?
The beer. So it looks like, my little Heineken Lights, probably.
Good.
That's what I'll enjoy. That's that's what it's going to be.
More
I think you just have to double up on them a little bit. That's all.
I
will not be diverting from Happy Hour Friday, okay, Chris?
Good, man.
It's a mandate.
Great show, man.
Thank you very much for calling. See? Did you get that feeling from Chris?
Yeah.
I owe Chris.
Yeah.
Can't let Chris down.
You're a company guy now.
Screw the weight. I've got to maintain my standards.
Know.
Yes, you were going to say something.
Did your nutritionist go through your cabinets and refrigerator?
No.
Mine did, actually, just to make sure there was nothing in there that shouldn't be in there.
Well, if he did that.
Next time he's over, have him look around.
If he did that, he'd leave. He'd leave unceremoniously.
Hands, run out in tears.
Yeah, I imagine a lot of takeout boxes in your refrigerator.
All right, got a bunch of calls on this subject. I'm going to blast through them, and then we're going to go to break. Let's go to Irvin in Fredericksburg. Hello, Irvin.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, the music didn't override the dialogue here in the D.C. area.
Oh, it didn't.
So, no. So maybe the farther west it goes, the more that Olivia Newton-John keeps going over and over and
whatever.
Over.
Okay, thank you. Ryan from Sacramento, you're on the Mike O'Mara
Everybody's
show.
Different.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey.
Good. I wanted to tell you, my brother was 315 pounds, 6'1", and he got this book on blood types because it's all based on genetics and how your blood can break down food. So you should have Buzz research that and actually check it out because he lost 115 pounds off of it in like 6 months.
So based on modifying his diet based on his blood type?
Yeah, because like he can't eat meat with his blood type, which I believe is like A or I don't really know, but
all right. I like stuff like that because it's easy. You can get a blood sample and then look it up. Buzz, do what Ryan says. Look that up, please.
Okay.
Right. All right. Have a good
Let's go.
We'll need
Tyler.
A sample of your blood.
Tyler, Lincoln, Nebraska. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Tyler?
How are you doing? Oh, I'm not too bad.
See any aliens out there in Lincoln at all?
No, they're just in Kearney.
Okay, very good.
Actually, it's, don't do the crystal meth. It's called the Jenny Crank diet.
Okay.
It's not good for you. All right. All you're going to be doing is eating away your muscles.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
And your teeth.
Doesn't break down the fat, Beth Ann.
Yeah. Right.
It breaks down the muscle mass. Paul from Stafford, Virginia, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
How are you?
I lost 150 pounds on the all steak diet. I ate 3 meals a day every day.
That was Atkins.
It gets expensive, but what you do to save money is you just stick on the steak for lunch and then eat them for dinner.
That's Atkins. It's called the Atkins diet. I think we're all familiar with that. Jason from Sacramento, one more call after this. Jason, what can we do for you?
Hey, Mikey.
Hello.
Hey, so this is talk sugars, okay?
Okay, let's talk sugar. You have a remedy for sugar?
Well, I've got tons of sugar in my tank there, sweetie.
Okay, yes. Are you gay, Jason?
Is there a problem with that?
Not at all. No, not at all. No. I just wanted to make sure. You called me sweetie, and I thought that might be the case.
Well, you are a sweetie there, aren't you, fella?
Well, God bless you, slugger. Well, tell me what I can do to combat my sugar. You know, when somebody's somebody's gay and I'm speaking to them, I suddenly become Kevin Spacey. Why don't you talk to me, sweetie?
You need sausages in your tank. You need, because it's full of sugar. It's get all sweaty-like.
What?
He's trying to do a bit.
And just ran out of gas.
He failed miserably. Last call, Mike in Rockville. What can we do for you?
Thanks so much for having me on the phone with that guy. I just wanted to tell you, try to find a fruit that you really like. Like blueberries are really good for you.
I love blueberries.
Or the previous caller.
Eat them as many as you can, and then don't eat 3 hours before you go to sleep.
Okay. So, all right. Thank you. I heard some of this advice before, but thank you very much, Mike.
Right.
Appreciate you listening. That's it. No more fat talk for today.
That's right.
We'll wait till Friday when we have my trainer in there. And incidentally, when we have that guy on, you too, feel free. I will not be offended. Any questions you have to ask.
I love to talk nutrition. I'm looking forward to this guy.
First buzz of the day, and we might get a chance to meet one of our new interns when we come back right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.